All right. It is the Friday edition of the show, November 22nd. And, boy, we got a lot of things to discuss today. That's a lie. What? I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's been a wild week. It's Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. Today we are discussing the underdog upset picks for week number 13 in college football. And we're going to talk about where College Game Day is going for week number 14. Let's go ahead and get to it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. I appreciate you guys. It is Winning Cures Everything. Like I said, it's a college football podcast. I'm Gary Seegers. I'm your host at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully, everybody is having a wonderful week thus far. It's been kind of crazy in my world. If you are a member at bettingcfb.com, you understand what's going on because, holy mackerel. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. We're going to have some more picks over there for sure. But on today's show, we're doing underdog picks. We are deciding where College Game Day is going for week number 14. All right, let's go ahead and get into this thing. Who are the underdogs that are most likely to win outright? Who are going to be the upsets in college football week number 13? Let's go on and start it off. The first one that I'm going to jump on, UConn, plus 330 at Syracuse. It's a sandwich spot for Syracuse, right? They've been going through this ACC gauntlet, the penultimate regular season week of college football. They end up scheduling a non-conference game. They've got Miami coming in next week. How much do they care about this UConn game? UConn is not bad. They're 7-3. Their secondary is actually really good. Like, I've been very surprised by how good their secondary is. And they can defend the thing that Syracuse does best, which is throw the football. So I think that UConn can not only cover the 10.5, I think they can win the game outright. So UConn plus 330 at Syracuse for the first one. Now, my second game, I do 8 of these per week, typically do pretty well, or have been, at least over the past few weeks. So just things where we can kind of see where the momentum's going, right? The second game for me, Maryland, plus 200 at home against Iowa. People all week have been betting Iowa like they know what the final score is going to be, and I do not understand it. Brennan Sullivan, the quarterback, is out for the season. Cade McNamara may not play. And even if he does play, has McNamara shown you anything to make you feel good about him being your quarterback? Maryland is not great by any stretch of the imagination, but Iowa is going to try and lean on the run here. If they lean on the run, Maryland is really good at defending the run. Go look at the stats. That's their bread and butter. That's what they can do. If Iowa can't throw the football, their offense may have some trouble scoring. It would not surprise me to see Maryland get that win outright. They need a win in order to get to a bowl game. So they're at home. They've got motivation, all that kind of stuff. So Maryland plus 200 on that one. Game three. I don't love this one, but Vanderbilt plus 260 at LSU. It's Death Valley at night. Typically, something like that, when you've got a spread that's only like 7.5, you would be all over LSU. But in this situation, with the way that LSU has just completely fallen apart to end this season, I don't know how motivated they are. There seems to be some dissension within the roster, within the locker room, between the players and the coaches and whatever else might be. And they can obviously get that fixed. So maybe this is just, I don't even know what you would call this. But from what I've seen, Vanderbilt fights with everybody. They were not able to match up with what South Carolina was throwing at them. But in this situation, I don't know if LSU was checked out or not. If they've checked out, Vanderbilt can absolutely drag you into the mud and beat you. So, Vandy plus 260. Game four, we're going to take Air Force plus 143 at Nevada to win outright. Air Force is playing significantly better. Nevada is, they've lost four in a row. Don't know how much there is left in the tank, how much there is left as far as depth. And Air Force appears to be peaking at the right time. They are, the offense looks significantly better since they went to Hayes. And so I think that they can run on the Wolfpack. We'll see what the Nevada offense does. We'll see about that. Game five, UAB plus 198. That's the best number you could find on Rice, or at Rice, on Rice. It's like we're talking about food. Rice is favored by like 7.5 here. I understand UAB got beat last week. I understand their, you know, injury concerns, whatever. UAB is at home. And do I think that Trent Dilfer was not a great hire for that program? Yeah, I agree with all these things. However, they have shown some fight. Their defense is not great, but neither is Rice's. Rice's. Neither is the defense for Rice. Anyway, I don't understand why you would lay points with Rice, especially on the road, especially after they fired their coach. None of it makes any sense to me. So UAB plus 198 to win outright at home against the Rice Owls. Number six, this is a short one. West Virginia plus 130 at home against UCF. The advanced numbers would tell you UCF is better. And UCF has been playing better since they switched quarterbacks over to the Rizik kid. But West Virginia needs a win to get to a bowl game. So they're at home playing against a team that also needs a win to make it to a bowl game. I think Morgantown is, it's especially hard to get to from Orlando, but that's a rowdy, raucous environment. I think they're going to be fired up. I'll take West Virginia plus 130. Game number seven, Duke plus 135 at home against Virginia Tech. All of my numbers have Duke favored. That's my last four model. That's my stats model. That's my power rating, like all of it. I've got Duke better than Virginia Tech, and yet Virginia Tech is favored by like 3.5, whatever it is. I think Duke wins the game outright. I still don't think people fully understand that this Duke team has seven wins on the season. They are really good defensively. On offense, they can surprise you because of how quick they move. Malik Murphy is still a phenomenal athlete. This is an interesting one. So, yeah, Duke plus 135 at home against Virginia Tech. And then number eight, I had to toss it on here. I don't necessarily believe in it, but has Indiana given you any reason to doubt them? Like, other than the second half against Michigan, they couldn't run the ball. 28 carries for 40 yards. So as far as talent goes, yeah, they certainly don't stack up as far as just over athlete for athlete. This is a team that really does not make mistakes. Ohio State now down two starting offensive linemen, their center and their left tackle, the two most important positions on the line. And we've seen Ohio State get flustered before. They should be fired up for this. It's a top five matchup, but Nebraska nearly went in there and, you know, pulled off an upset. Almost. It was 21-17, and they had the ball late. I think Ohio State covers here. I think they're going to be fired up for this game. I think the Nebraska game was had everything to do with the fact that Indiana had beaten them 56-7 the week before. So Nebraska wanted to come out fired up, and Ohio State thought they could sleepwalk through it. Here's an interesting thought about this, about the Indiana game. Yeah, you got to get fired up for this one. But the guys on that team have lost three straight to Michigan, and that game is next week. I wouldn't imagine that they're not focused, but you just never know. So I'm tossing it on here anyway. Indiana plus 375 at Ohio State. Gary, why didn't you add Army? Army ain't happening. That ain't happening. So y'all can laugh at me later if you want to, but I'm telling you, I don't believe that. I almost tossed BYU on here, almost tossed Marshall. Kind of thought about Virginia, but I don't think Virginia can stack up against SMU. Regardless, here's our rundown. Or recap, whatever you would like to call it. UConn, plus 330 against Syracuse. Maryland, plus 200 against Iowa. Vandy, plus 260 against LSU. Air Force, plus 143 against Nevada. UAB, plus 198 at home against Rice. West Virginia, plus 130 at home against UCF. Duke, plus 135 at home against Virginia Tech. And Indiana, plus 375 on the road in Columbus against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Not too shabby.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
All right. Let me tell you about GhostSleeves real quick. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. You get 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. These compression sleeves are amazing. So I'm not going to give you the full rundown because you've heard it all week, but check it out. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. Ticket Smarter. That's where you need to get your tickets. It's the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. I use them. My friends use them. My family uses them. They have never given us any kind of an issue, and You can save money every time you do it. Use the promo code WCE10. That's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. Do yourself the favor. Save money each and every time out. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus, but use those promo codes and think smarter with Ticket Smarter. And if you've not already, subscribe to the podcast. That would certainly help me out. I would appreciate that. Leave a nice 5-star review. And go over to YouTube. Subscribe over there as well. Subscribe over there as well. All right. Where is College Game Day going for week number 14? It's rivalry week. Typically, you've got Alabama-Auburn. You've got Ohio State-Michigan. You've got all of these big, big games that ESPN would love to go be a part of because the atmospheres are unrivaled. That is the biggest college football weekend of the year. And we got a good one coming back. First off, if Vanderbilt beats LSU, there is a world, a small world, where ESPN could go to Nashville. I've thought they were going to go to Nashville all year, ever since they pulled off that win over Alabama. They have not made it. Nashville's a fun town. That's where Kirk lives. You would think that that would be, you know, a stop because of the incredible turnaround that they've had with the Commodores. So Tennessee goes to Vanderbilt next week. Stadium's going to be mostly orange, but it would still be a cool scene. It would still be that. And Tennessee fighting for their playoff lives at this point, you know how that goes. Game three I've got is Miami at Syracuse. That one, they have, if I'm not mistaken, they have not been to Syracuse. You got a top 10 Miami team going in. Syracuse, if they beat UConn this week, I think they'll have 8 wins already. They'll be looking for 9 wins. Is that right? Good gracious. So, yeah, Syracuse, way better than anticipated. Syracuse, a good football team. Not good. How about this? They've got a better record than you would assume. So that could be fun, going up to the formerly the Carrier Dome. Game number two, South Carolina at Clemson. This might be the only ranked-on-ranked matchup outside of the one that I've chosen here. South Carolina at Clemson could be a lot of fun. I don't think anybody expected South Carolina to be in that game. But I think the point spread's going to surprise some people. I think South Carolina's a better football team. And so South Carolina at Clemson would be fun. And ESPN, that's a property that they'll end up having as well. So, but where game day is going for week number 14 is this one is pretty easy. If you've listened all the way through this, I appreciate you because obviously you like to have options. But game day is going to go to College Station next week. It's Texas versus Texas A&M. What do you want me to say? It's on Kyle Field. They are going to be fired up for this. It does not matter if A&M goes and loses to Auburn this week. It doesn't matter if Texas loses to Kentucky. The records do not matter. There is, of course, the fact that if both of them come in off wins, the winner of this goes to the SEC championship game. The winner of this probably is going to the playoff. But you don't even need that because this is the biggest game in the state in 15, how long has it been? 2011 was the last time they played, I think. 2010, something like that. So we're talking like 15 years. This is a massive, massive game for bragging rights, for everything else. So yeah, ESPN's got it as its ABC game at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone. That's where game day is going. It's not even a question. They're going to be in College Station next week. All right, that is going to wrap things up for this week. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. I certainly appreciate all of you. Thank you for supporting what I'm doing each and every week. I work myself to the bone on this stuff, and I am just, I'm burning out. I'm quickly burning out. But we're getting there. I don't want the season to end. I enjoy doing this stuff. But hopefully, you know, we'll get to where we're going very, very soon. Subscribe where you need to subscribe. Of course, check out bettingcfb.com. Check out our sponsors. All that good stuff. And with that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
excited for the football season? Then don't miss your Boost Pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your Pro Football Boost Pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your Pro Football Boost Pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.